Communication expert Danny Rubin is on a mission to get people to write better emails. He says the influence of social media and the overuse of short-form text-like writing has crept into our everyday work emails. Rubin wants to get work emails back to basics.
Well, let me first say that we collectively think that way too many words should be capitalized when in fact they are not supposed to be. And capitalization runs rampant in the workplace, job applications, and on social media.
Rubin is an expert in business communication and the author of the book, Wait, How Do I Write This Email? He says writing an email in all caps, for example, makes it look like you're yelling. Same goes for overusing exclamation points. He understands workers need to be clear, but that can be done without misusing punctuation and grammar.
If we knew how to write with better diction, more clarity, you know, less is more, to the point, crisper with our words, then our message would hit harder. But most people don't know how to get to that place or even consider getting to that place. So the next best thing in a moment's notice is just to talk louder.
He takes particular issue with workplace emails that capitalize titles inside sentences or capitalize words to emphasize a key work word in a resume, like capitalizing successful businessmen. In his opinion, it all has to stop.
Whether it's in a job-related correspondence, project-related, there's no need to use all caps to reinforce your message. If you write well enough, standard rules of capitalization are all you need.
On top of this, sending an email with many capitalized letters and exclamation marks can be seen as a form of abuse, especially if the email comes from a superior at work.
Just, an email in capital letters normally would not be enough, but it could be evidence that could support other statements which have been made verbally, could support pattern of abuse.
Stacey Ball is an employment lawyer in Toronto. He says email correspondence at work can be accessed by your employer. If there is a harassment suit against you already, having an email in all caps or with many exclamation marks won't bode well for the case.
It's on the employer's server that could easily be used against you. And you need to be aware that, you know, what you're creating will be in the factual record for perpetuity. It's not going to disappear. So you should weigh the consequences of what you write before you write it and send it.
Communication expert Rubin says legal ramifications aside, sending an all-caps email distracts from your message rather than brings attention to it. He says they are hard to read and look unprofessional. Same goes for exclamation points.
I don't see any value in using two exclamations or more in any workplace or employment-related correspondence.
Rubin is against using text-like acronyms, too. For example, don't use BRB in an email. Write out, I'll be right back. Same goes for FYI. Just write out, this is for your information. He says it may sound old school, but he believes work emails should stay formal, at least until you get to know the person. Generally, he says using all caps, text-like language, or too many exclamation points can make you look unprofessional and hurt your reputation. For CBC Radio, I'm Rubina Ahmed-Huck.